sitting a tree stand.
Call the West Lafayette Village Council meeting in order. Please stand for the pledge and prayer.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Father in heaven, we thank you for granting us the privilege to meet tonight. We ask for your blessing, wisdom, and guidance as we conduct the business of the village. Amen.
Roll call.
Chaney?
Yes.
Maurer?
Yes.
Ordenperger?
Yes.
Fortune?
Yes.
Musk?
Yes.
Wheeler?
Yep.
Okay, you've all previously been provided with a copy of the minutes from the October 26, 2020 regular meeting. If there are no corrections to be made, I'll entertain a motion to approve the minutes.
Motion to approve the minutes.
Second.
Fortune?
Yes.
Wheeler?
Yep.
Maurer?
Yes.
Chaney?
Yes.
Musk?
Yes.
Ordenperger?
Yes.
Okay, before I get into the meat of the meeting tonight, I just wanted to take a second here and extend my appreciation to a bunch of people that are very deserving of praise. And those are my brother and sister veterans. Wednesday is Veterans Day. I know at least three of us around this table are veterans, some combat veterans. And with that said, I'd just like everybody to remember Wednesday is Veterans Day, and remember our brother and sister veterans who have given a big part of their life so that we can enjoy the life that we have. Moving on, correspondence. Recently, last week, we posted on the mayor's webpage, I think the village webpage as well, but we have information that's put out there regarding the home relief grant program for individuals who have been impacted by the COVID. And there are some grant dollars available. And this two-page document that I believe you all have in your brochure, it is posted again on the mayor's webpage. And it explains the application process and there's assistance available. So if you know anybody who's been impacted by the COVID, this is a way for them to potentially obtain some financial assistance. So, you know, pay attention to that. Again, it's out on the mayor's Facebook page as well. The only other correspondence I got was from, let's see, who is it from? Kingdom Hall, Jehovah's Witnesses. They had sent a letter just describing a magazine that they enclosed, which is called The Watchtower, announcing Jehovah's Kingdom. That's it for correspondence. I'm not aware of any citizens' comments tonight. So moving on to department reports, the fire chief could not be here tonight. They are out working on getting contracts signed tonight and Wednesday night. So I'll go ahead and present the fire report. October 2020 fire report. We had one passenger vehicle fire, three medical assist, four motor vehicle accident with injuries, two motor vehicle accident with no injuries, one gas leak, one power line down, one call dispatched and canceled en route, three no incident found on arrival, one authorized control burn, and one smoke detector malfunction. Locations of incidents. West Lafayette in October had 4, 38 year-to-date. Lafayette Township, 3 in October, 39 year-to-date. Linton Township, 3 in October, 10 year-to-date. Oxford Township, 8 in October, 35 year-to-date. White Ice Township, 0, 11 year-to-date. And out of district, 0 in October, 15 year-to-date. little history, during the month of October, we had 18 calls this month, or last month in October. Year to date, 148. A year ago, we had 22 calls and 169 year to date. Emergency calls, we had 114 firefighters for 59.97 hours. Non-emergency calls, 11 firefighters for 7.94 hours. Vehicle and equipment maintenance, 10 firefighters for 30 hours. Portable equipment maintenance, 12 firefighters for 34 hours for a total of 131.91 hours. Payroll in October was $1,230. Payroll year to date, it was $12,720. Fire losses, October of 2020, $4,000. Year to date, $424,310. Last year to date, $408,000. And that's the fire report. Anyone have any questions? Fiscal officer.
Okay, a few resolutions ordinances to go over tonight. The first one I want to bring up is ordinance 2020-78, and that is the ordinance for the 2020 pay and benefit schedule. There were a couple of changes that we needed to put in place, and I'm going to ask that you waive the three readings on this one and pass it tonight. The changes that were made have to do with the recent change to the police department going to 12-hour shifts. And if you take a look at page 2, there is in section B1, one of the parts that we updated has to do with overtime hours. And so we changed the wording in there to read that anybody that is in non-law enforcement, that their overtime is considered exceeding 40 hours in any work week. But the FLSA does allow us to make the differentiation between the law enforcement employees. So we've added the wording in there for them to be in excess of 86 hours worked in a 2-week pay period. The reason that we needed to make this change is, you know, the way that the schedule's set up for them now, working 2 days 1 week and 5 days another week, that's going to put them into overtime if we look at it on a week-by-week basis. So we needed to make that adjustment, because I know that wasn't the intention when they made the change to the 12-hour shifts. To go along with that, also on page 4, we needed to make the change to the number of hours that are considered on a vacation, holiday, personal, or sick time day. And the way that it was worded was that it was set up as being an 8-hour day, standard 8-hour day. With the difference in their shift change being 12 hours now, we also have the potential of having, you know, 10-hour shifts in our workforce as well. So we just needed to make that distinction, just whatever that regular scheduled day is for that employee, that's what the holidays are going to be based on. So like I said, I just need to see, requesting that we get that passed tonight. At our next council meeting, I will be presenting the 2021 pay and benefits schedule that will include cases. I just wanted to keep them separate for now. Next on the list is resolution 2020-85, and that will be up for its first reading tonight. And this is the base pay and benefit allocations for the employees. So as far as how we pay the employees, out of which funds, the percentages from each fund. And we made some adjustments to that. And so that we can show what the new allocations are going to be once Shopton Water takes over and we no longer have a water fund. So I have those allocations displayed in that resolution, and that'll go through the three meetings. Next on the list is ordinance 2020-86. And we made some updates to our employee handbook. So this is just to accept them together for those through the three readings as well. Main thing that's in the handbook is they correlate with the pay and benefit ordinance that I just talked about. So just a lot of the things that reference the overtime and number of hours for the holidays and stuff are also referenced in the handbook. So we wanted to make sure that those changes are updated in there. The other thing that is also mentioned in the employee handbook is a change, is an update to what we consider the part-time employee. less than 30 hours is considered part time, and we wanted to make the change to make that 32 hours instead of the 30. So that would be the other change in the handbook. And next on the list is ordinance 2020-87. And I have that down for its first reading as well, and that's for the 2021 permanent annual appropriations. So I have the budget all set for our expenditures for next year, and have presented that to the finance committee this evening, and went over all of that. So we have that again down for its first reading tonight. And last on the list for legislation, I have resolution 2020-88. And this was one that it's just a resolution we've been requested by the Municipal League to put together a resolution expressing our need for us to continue our council meetings virtually or electronically, just due to the recent spike in COVID cases in the state and in our area. The current deadline right now is set for December 1st. So after December 1st, we would have to continue, we'd have to go back to meeting and open sessions. And they are looking, they do have Senate Bill 365 out right now, going to be voted on soon, that is going to request the extension of that deadline. So they're just asking that municipalities pass a resolution and send this resolution into state reps and the governor and senator, just to express our concern in that and to extend the deadline. Okay, outside of legislation, I just wanted to let everybody know that I did get a notice from Rita saying that they are going to be sending out 499 non-filing letters. So residents that have not filed their taxes with the village are going to be getting letters letting them know what years they haven't filed for, and to give them the option to either file online, which they're just strongly encouraging that they do the online filing, and they can do that at www.ritaohio.com. They can also mail the information in with W-2s, but all the instructions will be given on the letter as far as what they need to do for their filing. We did receive a check, a refund check from BWC here within the past week or so, and it was based on our 2019 premiums that we paid, and that refund amount was $6,428. So we'll be bringing that money into the coffers. Other than that, those have been passed around for approval, and I think that's all I have.
Okay, the other thing that I'll add to Amy's report, the governor and the Bureau of Workers' Comp are waiting for the board of directors' approval, but they're talking about another $5 billion rebate to employers across the state because of the COVID, which would be about three times the amount, presumably, that fiscal officer Amy has just mentioned. So there could be another windfall, and that is slated for December, as I understand it right now. Okay, police.
Hello, everybody.
Hey.
Good evening.
Let's see, I'll start real quick with the report. In the month of October, adult calls were 109, juvenile calls were 0. Complaints were 2, follow-ups were 15, criminal arrests were 3, traffic stops 27, warnings were 20, traffic arrests 3, accidents 4, felonies 2, miles driven 2,122 for gas usage of 243.87 gallons. I do have a couple other things I wanted to bring up real quick. I got a letter here that I'm going to read to you real quick. It's from the Frontier Community Connection Fund through Frontier Power. It says, Dear Chief Fole, on behalf of Frontier Community Connection Fund Board of Directors, I'm pleased to inform you, after reviewing your application, they voted to award $5,000 to to help with the purchase of the police canine training equipment and other items needed to start a canine program. Please find the check enclosed. So, in the last few weeks, I've been working on this. I've been doing the legwork and the research and everything else to add a police canine to the police department to help us out in the types of things I just got done doing over the weekend. So far, Frontier Power has donated $5,000 to us. The check was given to us, and I gave that check to Amy. And also, I've gotten a pledge from Home Loan Bank. They are going to add an additional $2,500 to that. I'm going to continue to work on this project and get donations for this. This is how police departments pretty much across the nation raise money for a police canine program, because nobody ever has budgeted money to do these sort of things. So I'm going to reach out to other businesses, any individuals in the community, just anywhere, anyone that I can talk to that wants to donate and help out with this. That's what we're moving forward with. And if things work out the way I think they're going to, April 1st, we'll probably have the training started to get the program going. So that was that. Also, Officer Hernandez helped us out with another donation to the police department. Through his other employer, he has been able to procure us some desks, office desks, chairs, cubicles, and that sort of thing to replace the tables that we're using over at the police department right now. I'll be meeting with him on Thursday morning to look at these and figure out how we're going to get them here, file the paperwork, and get it done. And I've received pictures of them, and they essentially look brand new. And they're very nice, very nice office furniture and desks and things like that. So we're going to get that squared away and get whatever we can out of that for use over at the police department to upgrade a little bit and make things look, make that a little nicer working space. So other than that, I've got nothing else. You guys all know what I've been up to. So
thank you, Chief. I do want to compliment the Chief and the entire department for an outstanding job on Friday. And the drug trafficking arrests that were made, and they certainly are a shining star in this village. And I certainly, as the mayor, appreciate the job you and your staff are doing. And I know that the residents really respect what you're doing in the fight against drugs. So thank you.
Thanks very much.
Solicitor.
Hi there. I think the only thing I will report on this evening is the one pending municipal court case we have set for trial on Wednesday, November 18th at 1:15. That is concerning a dilapidated, deteriorating garage building at 422 East 4th Street. However, it's my understanding through efforts by the village administrator that that building has been mostly demoed and razed. There was some final work that we are keeping an eye on for different, I guess, debris to be removed. And once that's done, which we hope to be soon, or perhaps since I've talked to the village administrator, it's been completed, but I know it's at least pending last time we chatted. We do plan to dismiss, but we're happy to report that the case that we filed seemed to inspire some more improvements at the subject property, and hopefully we will not actually have a trial on November 18th, but we will be ready to do that if necessary. And that is all I have for this evening.
All right, thank you, village administrator.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor and Council. Well, the first thing I'd like to bring up for you guys, if you haven't noticed, the village offices have been closed to the public effective this morning. You can still, the fiscal officer and the office manager will be working remotely. And then they'll be making trips in and out. You know, I'll be there most days, but I might work remotely a little bit, depending on what's going on a particular day. But the office is closed to the general public. Water payments can be made in the Dropbox. They can be made via the mail, or they can pay in the Home Loan Savings Bank if you have an account set up. As far as the Coshocton Water Project is concerned, I don't really have an update or progress. Reached out. I had no return phone call, so I have no idea what they're doing this week. So I apologize for that, but I don't know if they'll tell me. So I did see them down on 6th Street today, but that's all I know. Postings went out last week for delinquent water bills. Shutoffs will occur on the 19th. The only thing I'd like to add to what the mayor talked about, the Ohio Department of Service Agency home relief grant process, make sure everybody understands that contacting the village offices about this will not be the correct pathway to obtain grant dollars. You must go to businesshelp.ohio.gov. Again, this form, as the mayor said, is on the website, as well as the mayor's Facebook page, and it is for assistance for rent, mortgage, water, and sewer. To qualify for water and sewer, you have to be delinquent, and you have to have already received a shutoff notice. So, just a few more details there. Everything else is on the paper that the mayor alluded to. But again, calling the village offices about it. We'd be more than happy to help you navigate to the form. We do have these forms available. We can put them outside if we know you're coming. And one of this is there. But at the end of the day, this is not a village-sponsored program. It is an Ohio-sponsored program. ODOT TAP funding. If you remember, we tried to get the safe routes for schools for the sidewalks. That program was not funded at the federal and state level, so that kind of went away. The mayor and I met at length with one of our engineering firms that we do business with, and Thrasher Group, and they've gone ahead and we've switched gears from safe routes to schools. They've on our behalf submitted a grant application to try to get us ODOT TAP funding for part of the sidewalk project. What's great about the ODOT TAP funding is it's, number one, you can get a lot more money. Unfortunately, that means our match would be higher, but you get a lot more money when you ask for it, and then they come out, they look at the project as a whole, and as you walk it, they can say, you know what, this 150-foot of sidewalk we can actually save and groom it, and we won't have to spend money, so you can actually reduce the amount of money, thus reducing the max that we would have. So it's, or we can decide as a group to turn it down completely. So it's one of those really you have nothing to lose, so we went ahead and threw it in that for that. Let's see here, leaf pickup is going extremely well. We've really been kind of hard out picking up leaves. We've dumped a total of 40 loads already. Guys are out in full force today. They'll be out again tomorrow. Wednesday, we will likely not pick up leaves on Wednesday because of the anticipated rain. But we will try to get back out maybe one day towards the end of the week, Thursday or Friday. Next week, we'll play it by ear to see how many times we go out. We would like to wrap up picking up leaves if the weather cooperates and the Mother Nature gets them off the trees. By the week of Thanksgiving, like the 25th, is kind of the magic date we're looking at. And then we'll go to picking up the bags. But that's never set in stone. That's a very fluid target date. It all depends on how many leaves fall and how well we get them to the curb. But I would like to thank the citizens that were out in force this weekend as I drove through the village on the weekend. every block it looked, someone was blowing leaves. So I do appreciate your efforts at getting the leaves to the curb so we can get them out of your way. We are in the middle of our stormwater feasibility plan that did kick off, so I should start receiving reports, hopefully, towards the end of the month of the stormwater feasibility plan that you guys signed off on a couple months ago. We did receive back one application, and I'll approve it tomorrow and issue a permit for septic haulers. We've already had three companies. We had a pretty big company turn in an application today, and everything looks in order, so I'll be issuing a permit for it. So we'll start receiving our septic probably at the end of this week or beginning of next. So we've already had one out of three applications that have been picked up returning. Stormwater drain has been a mess down at the end of East Russell, right before you go into the township. The very last house on the left has a stormwater drain, and then right down to east goes out to Mr. Dean's property. That's always a mess down there when it rains, and that's now fixed. We had a crew from William Albert's Incorporated out there. We actually, it was all maintenance, so we actually poured a new concrete sloped storm drain. We actually lifted the old pipes off the ground, cleaned it, and then we put it right back in the ground so that everything's above grade and then drains properly. So that's been a headache that's been going on for a while. It's fixed. Three alleys that you guys noticed that needed fixed. Most of it has been done today. We'll finish that up tomorrow. And then finally, I would like to have an ordinance committee meeting sometime in the next week and a half, if at all possible. And that's all.
Chris, I got a question.
Yes, sir.
Are we going on us, because I know we didn't tear it up, but between Russell, or Main and Russell on Gay, that is horrible where they cut that up. Are they going to, is that going to be that way all winter, or are we
no.
going to, okay.
I'll do everything. So what they're going to do when the project is completely done, the Chaco Water Project has to reclaim the road surfaces in the condition that they found them or better. We can all agree that the intersections and Gay Street specifically is a disaster. I've already expressed my discontent with those strips of concrete. Yes, they're bad to drive on, but I'm not really worried about plowing snow and tearing up our equipment causing an accident. So, will they be finished grade by winter? Absolutely not. Will they be at least crowned off and made level? Yes, they will. It's my intention to push the envelope until that is done, because right now, in my opinion, they're unsafe to drive on the crossover. So, yes, I am going to make them aggressive.
I actually spoke to Max Crown today on that very issue, so that all parties are aware.
Okay.
Okay, a couple things that I'll mention in line with the village administrator. We did receive letters from the county engineer Friday or today indicating that the streets that we turned in for paving will be included in the funding request, those being Wall Street from Union to 5th and then Platt Street. So they've been included. I was at the funding meeting today where all the projects countywide are ranked. There are a total of $10 million in funding requests submitted this year. They're split between paving roads and repairing bridges. And they all now will go to Holmes County, where they'll be evaluated for all the, I think it's three counties in the district, and everything will be ranked from a district standpoint. And then on December 16th, I'll have a meeting to determine what gets funded in a local line, whatever that line that, that are being submitted won't be funded. But I'm hopeful that our projects are significant enough and small enough in nature that, that they'll be included. But there's no guarantees until we meet. We've had indications from the federal government that, that there will be funding coming forward this year, but until that happens, we don't know, but we're assuming that we will be able to fund the projects going into next year. The only other thing that I'll mention, just to keep an eye on the radar, the traffic study through the third quarter, the gas tax, we discussed that in our meeting today. Commercial gas tax is up about 6%, but private individuals' gas tax is down 13%. So it is yet to see where that's going to end up at.
And we just lost our
conference call here, so can you call back in a second, one of you guys over there, and
I'm supposed to do this upside down.
I can still hear you on the conference call. Julie.
She's still there. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mayor.
That sounds familiar.
Echo.
All right, so Julie's still there, so we must be okay. All right, moving on. Let's see. That's it. Now
that's
let's
it.
Go
now
let's
go
in.
Let's go into
building. Our committee reports, buildings and property.
Nothing at this time, Mayor.
Community business development.
Nothing tonight.
Community relations.
Nothing at this time.
Finance.
Finance met tonight. Finances look good. Amy says we still have some money. And I need approval for the end of October cash summary, please.
Motion to approve end of October cash summary.
Okay.
Wheeler?
Yep.
Fortune?
Yes.
Moss?
Yes.
Maurer?
Yes.
Wardenberger?
Yes.
Cheney?
Yes.
And Amy is still working on the COVID money allocations, which are due November the 20th. And that's all I have.
Fire dependency board ordinance.
Nothing at this time.
Park board.
Nothing at this time.
Planning commission.
Nothing at this time.
Public safety.
Nothing at this time.
Public works.
Nothing at this time.
Nothing from record retention, nothing from rural zoning and building codes.
We met on the 4th. We finished up the definition section. Everybody should have a copy in their packet. If they would like to review it, if any questions or concerns, let us know, and we'll meet again tomorrow night.
Okay, we've got several ordinances to get through. First one is Ordinance 2020-78, an ordinance establishing the 2020 pay benefit schedules for the Village of West Lafayette, repealing ordinances and resolutions in conflict therewith. Fiscal officer did address this. She has asked that we waive the three readings of this. So that was the reading of Ordinance 2020-78.
Motion to suspend the rules and waive the required three readings.
Second.
Maurer?
Yes.
Fortune?
Yes.
Wheeler?
Yep.
Cheney?
Yes.
Moss?
Yes.
Wardenberger?
Yes.
Motion to adopt.
Second.
Fortune?
Yes.
Maurer?
Yes.
Cheney?
Yes.
Gordonberger?
Yes.
Wheeler?
Yep.
Bus?
Yes.
Okay, this next group, this will be the first reading only tonight. Resolution 2020-85, a resolution to adopt base pay and benefit allocation for the employees of the village of West Lafayette, Ohio, and to repeal ordinances and resolutions in conflict therewith. That's the first reading. Next is ordinance 2020-86, an ordinance established in an employee handbook for the village of West Lafayette, repealing ordinances and resolutions in conflict therewith. That's the first reading. Next is ordinance 2020-87, an ordinance to make permanent appropriations for current expenses and expenditures for the village of West Lafayette, state of Ohio, during the fiscal year ending December 31st, 2021. And that's the first reading for that. Next, and the last one for the night, your documentation will indicate its ordinance, where in fact it's actually a resolution. So resolution number 2020-88, a resolution to urge Governor DeWine and the Ohio legislature to extend the deadline for operating public meetings electronically. This does contain an emergency clause.
Motion to suspend the rules and the three required readings.
Second.
Cheney?
Yes.
Gordonberger?
Yes.
Bus?
Yes.
Wheeler?
Yep.
Fortune?
Yes.
Maurer?
Yes.
Motion adopt.
Second.
Fortune?
Yes.
Maurer?
Yes.
Gordonberger?
Yes.
Bus?
Yes.
Wheeler?
Yep.
Cheney?
Yes.
Okay, under other business, with COVID continuing to get worse, and we use our COVID funds to improve in here, and I'm hoping in the next week everything will be installed in here on a permanent basis. We've also subscribed to Zoom, and that will be available. I've done some testing, we'll finish the testing. So if we do have to get to a point where it gets really dangerous for us to meet here in person or those who are uncomfortable with it, we'll be able to do it by Zoom. You can either call in just by phone, or you can be a part of the video, which would I appreciate for those who can, and it'll be broadcast as well. But there's also a call-in number that you can call in. So we are getting that ready to go in the event that we need to do so. The other thing I wanted to bring up tonight was that the question, just looking ahead as far as December would go. Our meetings in December would normally be December 14th and 28th. A lot of times in December, we take and move meetings back to back, so we have a week off. So 28th is after Christmas. The question I have is, do you want to have two meetings like the 14th and the 21st, or the 7th and the 14th, and not schedule that one on the 28th, or do you want to leave the mass is? It makes sense.
We could do the 7th and 14th and then basically take a recess.
I don't
want
to do 7th.
Okay, well then.
Deer season.
Oh, good.
Don't you have to be out of the woods by dark?
The week after.
Yeah.
The week after. Okay, I'm wrong.
7th and 14th?
7th and 14th?
14th, so that we all in agreement, could I have a motion to that effect?
Do you want to have your, do we have to have order, well, let's do that later. Never mind.
Make a motion to adjust the final meeting of December to be on the 7th of December.
And the 14th.
And the 14th.
The 14th is already scheduled.
Okay.
So we're moving the last meeting to the 7th.
Alright. Second.
You second?
Second.
Mas?
Yes.
Fortune?
Yes.
Bordenberger?
Yes.
Wheeler?
Yep.
Cheney?
Yes.
Mallor?
Yes.
Okay, motion carries. Alright, the only other thing I think that I wanted to bring up tonight, you know, it's a little disconcerting that, you know, we can't have parades, we couldn't have our homecoming parade. The Chamber of Commerce couldn't do their Halloween party, and we can't have a Christmas Santa Claus parade. I have been working behind the scenes with the fire department and the Chamber of Commerce, and we are working on a plan. I'll tell you more about it at our next meeting, but this week I'm meeting with folks to try to finalize it. We're working on a plan to take Santa Claus to the neighborhoods. Not have a parade, but we'll get Santa Claus through the village one way or another. And we've been working diligently at putting a plan together. And I think we'll have that finalized this week. And try to bring a little joint and fun to the holiday seasons in light of COVID. COVID is continuing to escalate and get worse. The governor had a conference call this afternoon. He was on and talking about it. The hospital admissions are up, and it doesn't seem to be slowing in any way, shape, or form. So, you know, I don't know where this will end, but it's concerning. So I would just caution everybody to be careful whether you believe in masks or not. It's you got to look out for everybody, and I just ask everybody to really do some soul searching and to be very cautious with exposures. And we've got to get this under control. It affects our economy. Our offices are closed right now because of concerns in that respect. So I would just ask everybody to use the utmost caution and respect for others in that respect. Okay, let's schedule some committee meetings.
Ordinance on the 18th at 6 p.m.
Amy.
Chris, can you provide an agenda for that for us, since you're asking?
Yes.
Thank you.
Between Amy and I, we'll get you an agenda, correct, Amy? For the ordinance committee?
Yes.
Yep.
Thank you.
Zoning and building on the 17th and the 24th at 6.
As far as the finance, it would have originally been scheduled for the 14th, and we want to bump that up to the 7th.
That's what I was wondering.
I mean, I'm okay with that. I should have plenty of time to have the month end stuff done for now.
Okay. So finance on December the 7th, 6:30 be good?
Mm-hmm.
6:30.
Anybody else? Okay, here's what I got. Finance, December the 7th at 6:30. Ordinance, November the 18th at 6. And zoning and building codes, November the 17th and 24th at 6 o'clock p.m. Okay. Bills spin around.
Motion to pay the bills.
Second.
Amy?
Yes.
Mallor?
Yes.
Bordenberger?
Yes.
Fortune?
Yes.
Mas?
Yes.
Wheeler?
Yep.
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
Wheeler?
Yep.
Mas?
Yes.
Fortune?
Yep.
Bordenberger?
Yep.
Mallor?
Yes.
Cheney?
Yes.
Adjourn.